What does Mike Church and the Princess Bride Cecilia know that war, kill Americans don't?
Ha ha, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia.
The Mike Church Show, a daily beacon of chivalry and peace for brides and princesses. Heard exclusively crusading here on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Mr. Chairman, was it proper to appeal to the fears of this house? The question before us belongs to the judgment of this house. I trust he has come to judge and not to alarm us with his...
If the gentleman would like to hear why I asked the question, I'm sitting right behind him. So, when I asked that question, I thought the meaning of my interrogation was obvious. The fate of this question and of America may depend on this. Have they said, we the states? Have they made a proposal of a compact between states? If they had, this would be a confederation. It is otherwise, most clearly, a consolidated government. Here is a resolution that is as radical as that which separated us from Great Britain. It is radical in this transition. Our rights and privileges are endangered, and the sovereignty of the states will be relinquished. And cannot we plainly see that this is actually the case? The rights of conscience, trial by jury, liberty of the press, all your immunities and franchises, all pretensions to human rights and privileges are rendered insecure, if not lost, by this change, so loudly talked by some and so inconsiderately by others. Is this tame relinquishment of rights worthy of free men? Is it worthy of that manly fortitude that ought to characterize Republicans? It is said 8 states have adopted this plan. I declare that if 12 states and a half had adopted it, I would, with manly firmness and in spite of an erring world, reject it. You are not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. The Confederation, this same despised government, merits, in my opinion, the highest praise. Why? It carried us through a long and dangerous war. It rendered us victorious in that bloody conflict with a powerful nation. It has secured us a territory greater than any European monarch possesses. And shall a government which has been thus strong and vigorous be accused of imbecility and abandoned for want of energy? Consider what you are about to do before you part with the government. When American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was then the primary object. We are descended from a people whose government was founded on liberty. Our glorious forefathers of Great Britain made liberty the foundation of everything. That country has become a great, strong, splendid nation. Not because their government is strong and energetic, but, sir, because liberty is its direct end and foundation. We draw the spirit of liberty from our British ancestors. By that spirit, we have triumphed over every difficulty. But now, sir, the American spirit, assisted by the ropes and chains of consolidation, is about to convert this country into a powerful and mighty empire. If you make the citizens of this country agree to become the subjects of one great consolidated empire of America, your government will not have sufficient energy to keep them together. Such a government is incompatible with the genius of republicanism.
Henry trains his fire. Call the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel now.
It's as close to a free lunch as you can get.
Grab a brew. Don't cost nothing.
Call 844-5-CRUSADE. When you want to talk, the bar's always open. And a truth-vending bartender in on the Crusade Channel.
It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network at veritasradionetwork.com. On the Veritas Radio Network app. Remember, if you'd like to, you can listen to this show. You can listen to this show via the Talk Stream Live telephone line, Mike Church Show, loop. The way that works is you just simply call the telephone number, and when you call a telephone number, you will be connected to TalkStream Live, and if the show happens to be on live, well, then you would be connected to the live version of it, as you would be right now. If you were to call 3 o'clock this afternoon or 2 o'clock this afternoon before the replay starts, though, then you would hear the loop of today's recording, but you'd still hear it over your telephone line and not through Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or using any bandwidth or any broadband or any data that might be on your smartphone. So if you want to listen and you want a way to listen that is inexpensive and works anywhere the phone works, well, then the Listen Live line would be for you. And the telephone number to call the Listen Live line is 641-793-9640. As a matter of fact, since I haven't enticed anybody to call me, I'm just going to call myself and hear what I sound like in tape delay just for fun. And to prove that the line works, because so many of you are such doubting Thomases out there. Hey, this is a great way to get phone calls when people refuse to call. I can just call myself.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
Wait a minute. That has to be a typo. I must have called the wrong number. Hold on. I can't even prank call myself correctly today. Anyone looking for last-minute gifts for me? I have a couple of suggestions. Start with C and end with E. Come in pill form. Uh-oh. We might have just discovered a glitch. Because it picked up on the first ring the other day. Or maybe so many people are using it. Well, gotta love it when a plan comes together, don't you? All right, folks. I gotta tell you, if this day gets any worse, if it gets any worse, is it gonna rain today? Because if it's gonna rain today, don't get anywhere near me, because I guarantee you, I'm gonna get struck by lightning. To the subject matter at hand, there's a couple things I gotta do before I put a tape on and leave here in absolute failure and misery today. One of them is, yes, I am like having the worst day of my adult professional career today. This day is just snowballing out of control. I would like, before I do leave here and go to miserable tape, I would like to share this with you. And by the way, I'm going to be flipping coins to see if I come back tomorrow or on Monday or the next day here. Pete Spilakos writes this at First Thing, and I thought that this was salutary in as much as we haven't had a lot of time, or we haven't spent any time recently talking about whatever happened to all the, quote, conservative saviors, close quote, that were going to save us all by running for the presidency. Remember, Ted Cruz was going to save us. Remember all the threats like, he's the greatest thing that ever happened since Ronald Reagan. And if we don't get Cruz in there, we're cooked. Well, you're not going to get Cruz in there, so I assume that means that you're cooked. Now, before Cruz was Cruz, there were other people that were popular in Republican primary circles, like Dr. Ben Carson. I can remember fielding many phone calls from people and asking, and they would ask me, what do you think about Dr. Carson? And I said, well, he seems like an affable enough guy. However, I hear the exact same neocon, American Enterprise Institute, Heritage Foundation talking points out of him that I hear out of everyone else. There's nothing new to see here, citizen, move along. And so, now, most people would not take that. No, you're wrong. He's a Christian. He's one of us, and he stood up to Obama. Well, that's great that he stood up to Obama. And Obama doesn't need to be stood up to. We stand up to Obama whenever the sun's rising? We're probably opposed to Obama. But while all this was going on, and we were also cautioning many of you that, number one, Cruz is not eligible. Number two, he's a demagogue. This guy no more cares about you and no more cares about this so-called conservative movement than he cares about whether or not the moon is made out of green cheese. The whole thing was a setup. He knew he didn't have the votes to win. He only stayed in it long enough so that he could parlay that reputation and get enough names on an email list to sell the list. How do I know he sold the list? Well, if you haven't figured it out yet, if you weren't on the list, how do you explain all those new emails that purport to say, I ought to support the successors of Ted Cruz or whatever other cause I'm being solicited to support? Well, Pete Spilakos did a little research into this. And when I read this morning, I was shocked. I went, wow. You know, I knew that these guys were shady, and I had done a story about the tens of millions of dollars that the super PACs were raising that were being squandered and were going to go into the coffers of the Cruz campaign. And as I said at the time, a lot more good can be done with all that dough that's being raised than to give it to the demagogue or to donate it to Ted Cruz and to put your hope in this particular false savior. And that's exactly what he was. And I think the farther removed that you get from campaign 2016, the more you're going to see that what we were saying and what I said, you know, I won't say we, I'll just say I. What I said, what Professor Gutzman and I said on the Constitution Hour in here about Edward Raphael Cruz was true. Now, here's Spilakos. Listen to this. To save religious liberty, focus on media ecology. Now, I am slated this segment here to do a advertisement for the Crusade Channel and for the Founders Pass membership. And perhaps, as some people tell me, you know you're preaching to the choir when you do your little Founders Pass membership, because we're already members. Well, you can't all be. Secondly, we do like to proceed from the point of view that every week or three, at least one of you successfully recommends that some friend of yours might listen to this program or might listen to this channel. And at least once per week, or maybe month, or maybe year, at least one person may stumble upon Mike Church Show fan page on the Facebook, might be intrigued by the thousands upon thousands of posts and audio files and videos and everything and the stuff that I've written there, and might go, hey, this guy seems like he's put a lot of work into his radio show. Maybe I'd like to listen to him. So there is the chance that on any given day, someone new may be tuning in and may not know that this is a listener-owned radio enterprise and that without a constant influx of new members. I said this in the first segment of the program. Our goal was 3,000. We're not at 3,000. We're nowhere near 3,000. And I'm telling you that when I said drop dead date certain in May, and so many of you responded positively, well, that was a gargantuan effort. It was about a tenth of what was needed. The Crusade Channel, as it currently exists and as you hear it, if it's not supported by a minimum of 500 more members by the time we get to November, will not be able to continue with the current expenses of what it takes to put on 24/7 radio channel. That's just the fact. So if you like what you hear but you refuse to contribute, becoming a member, making a purchase of a cigar or a T-shirt or a book from the Founders Trading Post, kicking in $5 at a crowdfunding effort, or becoming an advertiser, or maybe doing business with one of our advertisers so we can keep them, well, then the future is clear, and it will not be the Crusade Channel in its current iteration. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell young Christopher to take this and excerpt this part of the program and place it in its own media file so that it can serve as public notice and marking. But, so I'm slated to do one of these this hour. You've heard them. The script goes, if you like what you're hearing, including the Mike Church Show, and today, a brand new episode of the Constitution Hour, you can subscribe to the Founders Pass for as little as 23 cents per day. You can also choose between a monthly or yearly membership, and during July, for every yearly membership, we'll ship you an autographed copy of Humility of Heart. That's the greatest book ever written on the subject of humility. Again, see last segment's conversation with Fabian in California. If 100,000 copies of Humility of Heart were in circulation and were being read by people, boy howdy, what a greater, more humble, more Christian world would we be living in today. But go ahead and buy Kim Kardashian's book. It's probably a better read anyways. But anyways, if you sign up by the year, I'll sign the book that I edited. We'll send it to you for free. Don't cost nothing. But that's not all. Here's another free gift. A beautiful handmade wooden kitchen cutting board from our sponsor, McClureBlock.com, for becoming a founding brother or crusader member. Or make a $500 cash donation to our monthly crowdfunding campaign. People say they can't find the crowdfunding campaign. It's in plain sight at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Click the Veritas tab and then click Veritas SOS. All the links on that page work, including the join link. So please join our crusade today and become a Founders Pass member by going to VeritasRadioNetwork.com/join or call 866-483-3833. That's 866-483-3833. Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. Okay, so I was going to do that ad anyways. Now I'm going to do that ad with this in mind. Now, I've read to you recently people's stories of how they have come to conversion thanks to some Holy Ghost working through yours truly. I don't like taking credit for it. I don't like talking about it because I think it's an act of pride. But sometimes, from time to time, you need to know that those of you that support this and think that we are on a real crusade, we are on a real crusade. I was exited, kicked out of SiriusXM Patriot Channel because of that crusade. I was never asked to alter it, but when I asked if I could, I was told, no, you're not wanted here any longer. You can do a Sunday morning show, and that's it, bub. And so we started this. Last week, I read to you a note from a gentleman who confessed or who wished to inform me of his recent conversion from, I can't remember the Protestant denomination, but he had begun his conversion process in April and was about ready to be confirmed a Catholic. Now, if you think that just happens out of happenstance and that something else isn't going on here, okay, fine, think that. And you tell the truth, I don't even know what to think about it sometimes. I just pray for the grace of humility. Now, consider those things. And I have dozens and dozens and dozens of those letters. I don't share very many of them. I keep them private. But there are many, many more like it. Now, consider what you may have heard on this show today before I began the train wreck that is the second segment here that I'm going to disavow that I was even here for. Let this serve as the bright spot. We talked about the frauds out there and how the Parasitian monks run things in Mordor. That is, let's keep the conflict going. Let's keep you in need of conservatism to save you from the very government that conservatives helped to create. And all work and earn a, quote, living, although I wouldn't call it a living, I'd call it a grift from. You don't believe me. You have sour grapes. You're just this. You're just that. Well, okay. It's not just me. I'm not the only one that sees the existence of the Parasitian monks. I'm not the only, but I am the only one. As a matter of fact, when I speak at Brother Andre Marie's conference on September the 30th in Richmond in New Hampshire, I already know that at least one person's coming to see. I already have confirmation that we got one guest in the house for me. Look forward to meeting him. Well, no, John Whitney will probably be there, but he'd be there anyway, so I can't count John. My brother asked me, he said, Mike, why don't you talk about your conversion and when you started talking about the faith on the Crusade Channel and what it was like and what your goal is. What do you see? Well, I see that I'd like to bring, and I'm just honest here when I say this, Catholicity to radio broadcasting. That doesn't mean that we have Sister and or Mother Angelica on this channel all day long. It simply means that when I do a subject and when I approach it to my duty. My duty to God is first as I approach it. Then it's as a broadcaster. If I get the first one right, I think I'm going to get the second one right. Or at least I have a better chance of getting it right. And if I'm blessed with the gift to be able to entertain anyone along the way, well, then so be it. You can choose to accept that or send me a piece of hate mail and tell me as soon as you heard the C word. You know, we haven't played in a while here. We haven't played the Catholicism air raid siren to let people know that, let people know that, hold on, you need to be forewarned. Not a drill. Well, this actually, I'll get to it in a minute, but Pete Spilakos, to save religious liberty, focus on media ecology. This is what we have been begging on bended knee for people to do since late October of last year. Media ecology. This is listener-owned radio enterprise here. No members, no crusade. No donations, no crusade. No sales of T-shirts and CDs, DVDs, and books in the Founders Trading Post. No crusade. But for the crusade, you get this show, hopefully, when I'm in a better frame of mind and my existence here on this channel is not in question. Brother Andre, Reconquest, True Money with David Simpson, Mark Kreslin Show, Constitution Hour with Professor Dr. Kevin Gutzman, all the goodies. David French is right to argue that evangelical Christians and all supporters of religious liberty will have to fight for their liberties or lose them. Folks, I've been telling you this over and over and over and over, and no one believes me. Well, no, here, Cesare, Pepper, Bill, Pete Scalera, John Whitney, Craig Silverman, maybe Joss Will, and Brother Andre and David Simpson believe me. And that's the extent of it. No one else believes me. Everyone thinks that you're just some idiot out there in the middle of the wilderness crying wolf and you made the wolf story up. There is no wolf. We're not threatened. Religious liberty isn't. This is America. It can't happen here. This is not Germany. It's not the Soviet, et cetera. I've heard all of it before. Well, lo and behold, I am now joined in the middle of the wilderness and he can share my fur coat, honey, and locust with me by Pete Spilakos. French's argument for public protest is sound, but alongside his suggestions, perhaps we should consider how social conservatives have been fighting ineffectively. Perhaps our worst defeats are not at the hands of the media or Supreme Court liberals. Perhaps our worst defeats are at the hands of politicians who will never live up to our hopes and corrupt institutions that claim to be on our side. If I wrote this, this is what I would write about this. If I would have written this, this is exactly what I would have written about it. Let's continue, shall we? And I didn't write it. And perhaps the best way to defend religious liberty is to focus less on the next election. Mark Kresslins, are you listening? And there was always another next election, and more on the perspective of the average apolitical American. Folks, that's the person we're trying to reach with the Crusade Channel. If I had a magic wand and could say I could expose them to this channel by the tens of thousands, I firmly believe that through repeated exposure, like for the first time you were exposed to talk radio and Limbaugh Show or whatever, that there is an audience for this because your intellect knows when it hears the truth. It's as simple as that. Your intellect knows. It was created by Almighty God, and it was tuned in your soul to know. Let's continue, though, shall we? As David French notes, social conservatives have become far too dependent on politicians. Ted Cruz tried to pander to evangelicals by talking about awakening the body of Christ, and he hoped to win by maximizing turnout among evangelical conservatives. Now listen to this. Ben Carson raised an amazing $62 million. $62 million. Folks, we've asked for $62,000 here, just as a comparison. But what we're peddling is not what Dr. Carson was peddling, and that got you donors what? What did the $62 million, what'd you get out of that? Hold on, let me take my headphone, earbud out so I can hear you. What was that? Sorry, I didn't hear you. What? Oh, nothing. Right. Yeah, but you got to, but I got to go to a Ben Carson rally. Yeah, so I did. And I got a bumper sticker out of the deal, and I got to stick a stick in Obama's eye. Hold on. There's Obama right there on Fox. I don't see any marks on his eyes. Okay. All right. I'm just checking here. Ben Carson raised an amazing $62 million, the vast majority of that money coming in small donations for a campaign that appears to have been primarily a fundraising scam. And he barely made it out of the Iowa caucuses. The key to protecting religious liberty is not the next president, important as his or more likely her Supreme Court appointments will be. The key is the average apolitical American who doesn't pay much attention to controversies about religious liberty or to anything else political. As French notes, only a minority of evangelical churchgoers are aware of any given religious liberty controversy. The problem is much worse among non-churchgoers. The people who take an active interest in religious liberty controversies are many, but they are also a minority. And they are a minority that faces hostility from America's media and lawyer elites. If that minority cannot appeal to the apolitical majority, it will lose. Folks, this is what our crusade is. Appealing to the apolitical and not religiously active majority. That's where the conversions are to be found. The converts are already in the choir, in other words. We know that. It is only by keeping the flame burning that we can appeal to the apolitical, not religiously active, and thus not aware of the threat, the impending doom that American religious liberty and Christianity is currently under. And if you think that that's an exaggeration, go read Rod Dreher's piece about that today. And he's just throwing hissy fits on his blog, kind of like what I'm doing here, because he can't believe that he's the only one that sees it. I'd write him a note, but he doesn't read my notes. So maybe if you know Rod, tell him. He's not the only one that sees it. And he's doing double back 2.5 cartwheels like I'm, or handsprings like I'm doing, because Pete Spalakos wrote about this. Maybe someone that knows Pete Spalakos ought to say, hey, you know, this small-time has-been two-bit imbecile on the Crusade Channel, this Mike Church clown, did a monologue about your piece at First Sings. You might want to listen to it, link to it, or send him a note. Just confirm what a small-time two-bit imbecile he is. But he did get some of it right because he read your piece. Back to Spalakos. Political candidates cannot bear this burden of explaining everything to the general public. Some number of candidates will try to keep social conservatives in the coalition by saying as little as possible, as vaguely as possible. They might throw in a line about religious liberty in the middle of a speech, which will be lost on everyone but committed social conservatives. That won't be an accident. Candidates know that a hostile liberal media will seize on anything specific. Candidates also know that, in other words, they're not willing to stand up for religious liberty. If you're looking for someone to defend you, your, my, the Catholic churches, the Christian faith's religious liberty in America against what's coming martyrdom, you might be listening to it. Through the grace of God, I hope I can continue. It's a daily prayer. Candidates also know that the average person's only context for such issues will be what liberal journalists choose to tell them in the moment. Another reason why the Crusade Channel and the Veritas Radio Network could be important in this. Because we're not the liberal media. We're not owned or run or controlled by the liberal media. People say they hate the liberal media. They want an alternative. Well, here it is. Fund it. Help us. Join us. It's not that hard. It really isn't. Other more sincere and determined candidates will bear the risk, but what kind of candidate is most likely to make that kind of self-sacrificing move? They will often be from socially conservative subcultures and will not be especially effective at talking to apolitical Americans. Think Todd Akin. Our media ecology encourages candidates to shy away from clear discussion of religious liberty questions and limits the risks of aggression by liberals. Liberal can even take on stranger-than-fiction risks, like attacking the Little Sisters of the Poor, and be confident that most Americans will know little to nothing about their aggressions. Now, here's where it becomes interesting and where it applies to the Crusade Channel here. By the way, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. Let's continue, shall we? French refers to that small minority of evangelical Christians who are willing to write a check to protect religious liberty. That small minority actually produces quite a bit of money. The National Draft Ben Carson Scam Pack managed to raise over $17 million for no real purpose other than to enrich some consultants and vendors. Kresslins and I have been telling you this. These people are scam artists. They are parasitian monks. Without the perpetual campaign, without the perpetual election, without the perpetual threat to conservative values, they'd actually have to go out and do something productive. Like try to found a radio network or a new television network or something. Some people, you know, dance on the grave of Glenn Beck. Well, it's about time, you know, Beck has met this and other. You know, at least Beck tried. Beck tried not to be the conglomerate. He tried not to be funded by the big industrial media complex. It's admirable. That's what we're trying to do here. The entire Ben Carson adventure cost conservative donors over $90 million. There are monologues on my website at MikeChurch.com. There are transcripts about this. I told you this. I told you the same thing about Edward Ineligible Dudley Tedley Do-Right Cruz. Something we haven't heard in a while, have we? the Ted Lee Do-Right Canadian Mountie theme song. The entire Ben Carson adventure cost conservative donors over $90 million, and not one person was educated about the cause of religious liberty or anything else. Other conservative-themed scam packs have wasted over $20 million on alleged expenses. Here's the punchline. The crime is not the wasted money as such. The crime is the wasted opportunity. An opportunity to improve the media ecology experienced by the average American. For the $100+ million that were wasted by conservative scam packs, tens of millions of Americans could have learned in 1 minute or 30-second clips what the Little Sisters of the Poor do and how the Obama administration is harassing them. They could have learned about the Hermit Gosnell murders and the horror of late-term abortion. We tell all those stories here, folks. A campaign of this sort would have a cumulative effect on electoral politics. How many free copies of Humility of Heart could have been printed and passed out? Churchgoers, eventgoers, etc., etc. Given away as premiums, as incentives to memberships on other websites, other radio shows. How many? This as an example. And by the way, again, I am not the author of the work. I am only the latest editor and a translator of the missing 57 pages of Humility of Heart. A campaign of this sort would have had a cumulative effect on electoral politics, since apolitical Americans would have had more and better context for contested social issues, conservative-leaning politicians would be more inclined to talk about them. This new media ecology would place every discussion of religious liberty, every discussion of abortion, in the context of liberal extremism. No, I will place it in its proper context. It's not just liberal extremism, it's diabolical extremism. The liberals aren't just doing this because they dreamed it up out of thin air. They are being diabolically, demonically inspired. It's obviously the work of the supernatural, which is why they're so good at it. Improving our media ecology would make conservative political activism easier and raise the political cost of liberal extremism. We don't need good politicians to save us. We need new and trustworthy institutions that can provide better incentives for all politicians. I volunteer. I founded the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. We are trying and striving to be one of those institutions. We are a minority, and we need to prioritize reaching out to people who are naturally apolitical and who get most of their information from the liberal media. Either we build effective institutions geared toward reaching normal people, or we lose. It's like a line, and it's Pete Spilakos posted in today's Pile of Prep. There's like a line in Caddyshack at the end when they're having a big tournament between Dr. Beeper and Judge Schmales and Ty and Danny Noonan. No, Danny Noonan. You don't care about me, Danny Noonan. And they're all going up to Danny Noonan over the big putt and going, it's okay, kid. It's okay, kid. I got $50 on you. And Chevy Chase walks up and goes, don't let them all get to you. It's no big deal. If you miss it, we lose. Is Pete Spilakos right? For the 1,000 or so of you that have come in and out of this exchange and have been listening via Shoutcast, or for those of you that are listening in tape delay, is Spilakos correct? And if he is, okay. Oh, and I should have added Nino Vitale, representative Nino Vitale, to our group of tried and true that do think Spalakos is right and have put their money, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor up for this, the idea of this piece, of this post here. He is correct. We wouldn't be doing this if he weren't correct. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, and it may just be the effect of the circumstances, or that, as I told Fabian in California, because I'm the one in charge of all this, that you can blame me if it goes belly up. That, you know, bacteria from the intestine, from me, when I touch things, it turns into that, you see. But that hasn't happened yet, so we still do have the opportunity to make a go of this. But he's right. Think of all those. When I was talking about this last week, and a woman sent me a note. She goes, you know what? I had never heard anyone put it like that. I was sending the Heritage Foundation $50 a month. I'm going to send it to you. Well, not to belay or to flog the proverbial horse, but ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's about. And that really is what will precede failure or success. We are competing against people that have endless piles of money. They have endless access to air talent, and because they have endless access to money, they have no qualms about 16th mortgages and borrowing paper money printed from the Fed. They could care less. They don't have ethics. Doesn't matter to them. They've been in control of airwaves for over 50 years. They control the publishing industry. They control the education establishment. They control the allotment of funds that go into all these things. Without you guys and gals, an upstart like this channel has no chance. Doesn't have a prayer. But yet we take the risk and hope that and pray that we are successful at it anyway. This is our telephone number. Now, our website. So you say, well, Mike, no, but I've never heard anybody make that point before. I'm not joining your Founders Pass membership because I don't have the dough, but I do have $5. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and click the Veritas tab and then the SOS Veritas. And that'll take you to the information about crowdfunding and other ways to help. You could volunteer. We're always looking for an increase in labor. That helps. You know, we do have a shadow social media team and website assistants that do help with the programming here. But we're limited by that. We're limited by all this. So, folks, it's just nice to hear, encouraging to hear that someone else sees that this effort here and others like it has now become existential. If we don't do it, we know what the result's going to be. You can also go to my website, mikechurch.com, and just wait for the scroll at the top of the page, and it'll show you. It'll take you to the appeal page for how you can assist. Let's go to the telephones at 84. You can also call 866-483-3833. If you can't find it and you're exasperated, or send me an email. I respond usually within a half hour or so, kingdude@mikechurch.com. Chris and Lake Charles, next up here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well, Mike. How are you today?
I am, I don't know. Can't answer that question.
Well, I just want to tell you, I thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing, and man, I had a heavy heart when you left Sirius there, because that's pretty much the only thing I listened to, but I'm glad I made the switch over to the Crusade there, because you turned me on to Mark Creswin's more, you know, I really enjoy his shows also, and I just want to tell you both, thank y'all for what y'all do, and I became a founding brother last month, and just want to show my support to y'all.
Well, thank you. Well, Chris, just for clarification, I was kind of escorted out by security guards at Sirius XM. I wouldn't say that I left.
Right.
I just, because I get some pieces of mail from time to time. Well, if you hadn't left, well, left is not the... If you hadn't been escorted out at SiriusXM, we still hold out the pray for the hope that... And by the way, my appeals thus far today, Chris, have netted this many new members.
0.0.
Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Bupkis. When we pray still, I do, that kind of like when Steve Jobs was escorted out of Apple by John Sculley, that ultimately I was there at the birth of the Patriot Channel. We contributed mightily to it by being there for so long and giving it some consistency and some continuity. Plus the docudramas, which were popular the first 3 years that we did them there and were very well promoted and helped draw a lot of people to the channel. So we know how to do it. We've helped build the Patriot Channel. And that's why this 4th of July, we repeated the exact same process that we did in the old station in the old country. So, but we weren't, and we hope someday to return, but we were asked to leave. We were, make no mistake about it, we were kicked out.
Well, if it wasn't, I worked a harbor boat out of Lake Charles, and if it wasn't for satellite radio being the only kind of entertainment you get on a boat, I would have canceled it, because pretty much your shows in the Patriot Channel, you and Will Cow there were the only two I was listening to, but... Again, I just want to tell you thank y'all and appreciate what y'all do, and keep the faith.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 844, who's next? 844-527-8723. Come on, don't be bashful. Eric in Baton Rouge is never bashful. Eric, I think you call enough for about 15 people a week. How are you?
I'm doing great today. A little frustrated like you are today, but I'm doing well, and I hope things... Well, I just wanted to call and say... Because of you and the new phone, listening to it, I was capable of mowing the lawn and weeding today while listening to you.
So, because you were able to call the... So, the number worked for you. It wouldn't work for me.
I was listening to you as you tried to call, and I was like, uh-oh, maybe I better...
Well, you know what? Maybe there is a limit to how many people can use the line. Maybe we max the line out.
You've kind of limited everything else that I've been listening to at some point throughout the... we've had a few crashes here and there. But I was wondering if that's what it is, but it's like I got off and then I called you and I thought I'd let you know. I'm listening to you on YouTube. I'm listening to you on my membership, and I'm listening to you via my phone.
Very soon there will be a Roku channel, too.
Well, I'll probably try that, too.
I don't have a Roku box. David Simpson has one. I don't have one, but there is a listener that's putting your Roku channel together, and we're trying to get the graphics and all the other things to him so we can get together. It's quite an undertaking, though, and I don't know that much about it. So, and I've got enough to do with the app and the website. So there are all kinds of new and different ways to listen. And plus, you know, we basically have made the show available to anyone that wishes to become an affiliate. Any AM station out there, if they wanted to pick the program up, could do it. It wouldn't even be that hard to do. So the opportunities are definitely there. And let's not forget, I'm not the only one here. There's going to be a brand new episode of the Constitution Hour with Professor Kevin Gutzman later today, and it's a really good one. Last night we had a brand new episode of episode number 31 of Reconquest with Brother Andre Marine. It was a really good. He just keeps getting better. We had brand new episodes of The True Money Show with David Simpson and My Story of America with Michael George yesterday. Every morning there's a new Mark Kreslin show. There's a new Reverse Deception every Monday. There's a new Flow with Kurt Wallace. So the content just continues to grow, and you know, the more of it that we have there, you would think the larger the footprint. So just got to pray that the generosity and the financing continues to come our way. And that's really the long and short of it, brother. But I think pieces like this by Pete Spilacco or so, and if we forward this around, in addition to the latest Trump tripe you people are going to forward around today, forward this one around from Spalakos. I might even write something just like it and quote him on it. Might go a distance toward ringing the bell inside of some of our friends' heads that, hey, wait a minute. This stuff is getting real. They are about to tell colleges in California that you are not allowed to use state education funds and use them towards a Christian education. You cannot have any catechism in there. It's about to become against the law. In the state of Iowa, the same thing is about to become against the law for Christian pastors and Catholic priests to conduct mass or services and to oppose or to make uncomfortable, as the law, as the Human Rights Commission says, to make uncomfortable any transgendered person. You know, most difficult thing about that is, how do you know? How would you know that you even have one in front of you?
It's amazing, Jimmy, and if you don't mind me changing the subject, you're also converting me. I've gone far enough to where I am probably going to, you can sound the alarm if you want to, but I'm prepped and ready to completely unplug myself and go. Yeah, I went to a Latin mass.
Oh, wait a minute. David Simpson sent you a note. Did he send you to St. Anne's? Did you go to St. Anne's?
I did, and it was Brother Andre that sent me that.
Yeah, I before we got the full-time Latin Mass here near where we are, now we have it in Abita Springs at St. Jean de Chantal, I was making the hour and 10-minute long trek every Sunday morning at not for 9:30 a.m., extraordinary form. And the Monsignor that does it there, God bless him. He's getting old, though.
That would have been probably my only comment on it. I was very impressed with it. I liked everything that went on. I currently work and drive on Sundays, but I'm going to get into it a heck of a lot more, and it's just a matter of unplugging some of the things that I went fully Mordor. I hate to admit that, but I'm in the process of, well, conversion.
So you're not fully Mordor anymore?
Well, I still am, because it's kind of a hard way to get unplugged. I've got to worry about, well, I don't want to go too deep with you on the radio, but I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just bills and payments and people that I've got to take care of in the family and
got
that
it.
Type of
thing. Well, we do have the Louisiana Independence Party. Can I count you as a registered member?
Yes, you can.
There we go. See there. Day is not a total loss.
I'm slow in the computer things, but I've already went in and tried to help out Mark and Suzanne, and I'm not very good with liking things, but I'm learning. That's kind of what I mean by that. I've tried to stay away from computers, and in my family we call it wires hanging out my butt, but I'm getting a whole bunch of them.
Eric, thanks for the cheer up there, brother. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
Hope so, and continue the good work. Thank you.
Well, we'll continue. There is already enough support to continue it in some fashion. Maybe just not the fashion that I envisioned when we started this, but that's it's not going to happen anytime soon. 844-527-8723, the demise or whatever it is afoot here. But someday it will occur. I have two more things that I want to get into before I go to the tape. And I might actually make it to 11 a.m. now. Well, let me take my time out at 844-527-8723. I encourage you, as I always do, to go to veritasradionetwork.com/join. And become a Founders Pass member. I can thank someone from yesterday, James Hain. Thank you. I can thank someone from 2 days ago, Alejandro Villejas. Thank you. And from July 3rd, I can thank Charles Kachia. Thanks, Charles. And from July 2nd, Eric Renier and Adam Thurman. Thanks to all of you gentlemen. In the month of July for becoming new Founders Pass members. Also to Jazoo Hernandez for also and for Anthony Bushanik for becoming new Founders Pass members in July. So thank all of you. See? I'm like Harvey Korman in Blazing Saddles. You see? It can be done. 844-527-8723 to call the show. VeritasRadioNetwork.com/join to become a member. Download our apps, Android Store, iTunes, and iPad Store, or the App Store for Apple, Windows Phone App Store, $1.99. Download the apps. We're going to add the listen line. I might get to it today. It's on the list. And we're always working to make the app better than it ever was before. Send all your suggestions if you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to become an affiliate, VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Click the Veritas tab. You'll see the affiliate links. You can sign up and earn 25% commissions on the sale of yearly memberships to the Founders Pass. How you like that? Many other ways to get involved. You could just send me an email, kingdude@mikechurch.com. We'll be happy to respond to you. This is the Mike Church Show here. Formerly, the longest-running radio talk show in the history of satellite radio by way of introduction. Here live today, though, every weekday on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.